Del singing the end of the song there on the Dead Set Legends. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Wallen. We do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. And Paddy's Markets is also the show sponsor, but also the sponsor for the Burley Curly.
Curly.
Opportunity for Jude and I to ask you questions around the game of rugby league. Del, let's go for it, Jude.
Well, he's South Sydney through and through. It was great to see Alex Johnson sticking with South this week. Did that prove loyalty isn't completely dead in rugby league, Del?
Oh, it certainly did. And I just couldn't believe they didn't have a contract for him. But, like, I reckon even if he went to Melbourne, he would have been a better player than what he is now out of his comfort zone. But I like that he took less because he loves the Bunnies.
Exactly. But yeah, it seems like the type of guy that if you saw him in a different jersey, it wouldn't sort of look right.
No,
he's
agree.
South Sydney through and through.
Yeah, and I saw him on Thursday night and I wanted to shake his hand, but obviously, you know, so I walked in the car park and I said, congratulations, because he's a wonderful kid. I've coached him in the All-Stars, and every club needs an Alex Johnson.
All right, if Kevy Walters does get the Broncos coaching gig, is Cameron Smith the chance of a next Maroons coaching role or not?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think Cameron Smith's too smart to take on that job straight away. Maybe down the track, but I reckon if Kevy gets the Broncos job, maybe there's a big chance that Paul Green could be the Maroons coach.
Curtis Scott injured at the moment, returning next week. Are we going to see the best of him now the court case has been finalised? Or do you think with him perhaps suing the police for how they dealt with him, it might just linger on and this year might just be one of those ones that off-field stuff's going to muck him around?
Oh, look, I think for Curtis Scott, I think there's a weight of the world's been lifted off his shoulders, but I still think it's going to play in his mind. I heard what you said, Jude, like he wakes up and, you know,
anxiety.
So, and after seeing the vision and the footage of the body cam, I can understand that we're probably not going to see the best out of Curtis Scott until probably next season now. I think he needs probably a good off-season and probably some counselling to get through what he's gone through.
Yeah, I think you're right. What about Anthony Griffin, confirmed as the Dragons' new head coach? Was that the right move to pick someone outside of the club? And a second question from me would be, you know, get rid of everyone that has been there and just have a nice fresh look at the Dragons rather than, you know, holding on to some of these older players that are still assistants and stuff.
Mate, I think it's a great question, and I think the answer is it's good that they've gone outside the club. I've said it for the last couple of years. You know, they had Stephen Price there after Wayne Bennett gave him the stamp of approval. They had Paul McGregor there for 7 years. You need change, and I think, you know, Anthony Griffin, for him to come in now, he's got to put his own stamp on the club and get his own people in there. That's what you've got to do. That's what, you know, people like Wayne Bennett have done when they've moved clubs and stuff, and that's what Anthony Griffin needs to do, because he has waited a couple of years to get this opportunity, and people have tried to sort of say, no, he hasn't got it. But when he's been at the Broncos and the Panthers, he's had success. People said, oh, his personality, you know, it probably isn't the best. Mate, he's just got to coach a team and he's just got to listen to what he thinks and not what the supporters think or the club thinks.
All the talk from the Dragons, the potential swap with Jason Saab over to Manly and then Ruben Garrick back the other way. Who would win the best out of that?
Yeah, look, I think it'll be a win for the Dragons. Saab is a good young kid. I think he's still like 12, 18 months away. Needs another good off-season and that confidence. But Ruben Garrick, I think he's proven NRL level, goal kicker. And I think, you know, that'll put some pressure on some of the wingers there at the Dragons, because there'll be like three or four of them then.
Now, Del, you have been on The Masked Singer, Dancing with the Stars, Celebrity Apprentice, Australia's Greatest Athlete. Matt Rogers has come out and said, I reckon, Del, you'd be perfect for Survivor. Like, is there a show that you wouldn't go on? Is it just about the cabbage? What is your, like, line to say, you know what, I'm not going to do something?
Oh, no, but I just do it because I like the camera, I like people, and I just like making people Cashies. Happy. But I wouldn't do Survivor.
Mate, you wouldn't do Survivor?
No, it's not my go, because
Why not?
I just haven't got the discipline to do Survivor. You know those pre-season camps used to do like footy and that and rugby union? I used to hate those for 3 or 4 days. All I kept thinking about was like food and like soft drink and do what I want to do. Like, yeah, I couldn't do it. I'm scared of heights.
A man of great creature comforts.
I'm scared of reptiles. And Survivor, you need all that sort of stuff.
So no Get Me Out of Here, the Jungle one,
no,
either?
No, they're definitely not 100% not.
Oh, I reckon not 100%.
Maybe for the right price.